Hazard Audio. Recorded live at the Launchpad Studios in Chicago, Sports Appeal.
This is gonna be a home run! I just know it, because I can see into the future!
With your hosts, Steve Gross and Matt Axelrod. Play ball.
Johnny Five here, producer of Sports Appeal. Matt and Steve are off this week, so we've put together a best of, a retrospective of all the finest moments in Sports Appeal. It's right here.
I mean, I guess I can see why Chicago fans are excited. You guys haven't had a lot to cheer about in the last, 100 years. It's just, it's too many prospects. There's too many question marks. I don't buy it. I'm going to have to see it to believe it.
I buy it. They're going to win 90 games this year.
They're going to have to win the division. They're going to have to win 90 games.
Yeah.
You think they're going to?
Yeah, I do. I really think they're going to.
What? No, there's no way they win 90. Only three teams in the National League won 90 games last year, and they were all division winners. So if they want to win the division, they're going to have to win 90 games. And if you're so sure about this, let's bet on it.
All right, what do you want to bet?
How about the loser? Okay, so if the Cubs win 90 games or more, I'll give you the 90. If they win 90 or more, I will shave my head. And if they win 89 or less, you have to shave your head.
I don't know, man. I like my hair. You know what? I'm confident. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
That's the spirit. That's what I wanted to hear. Oh, my God. You're going to shave your head. Right. I can't wait.
We're going to film this, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll film it, and we'll let all of our listeners see it for sure.
A programming note. So you guys heard it here first. We've got a bet going on, and you're going to find it available. We're going to videotape this. Whoever loses has to shave their head. And so you guys get to have an intimate look in on that.
Steve has no hair anyway, so I don't know why I just made that bet.
Better watch yourself, Axelrod. Yeah, so when the Cubs lose their 73rd game in the middle of July, I'll be happily shaving your head.
Sports madness.
This poor guy had to sell his golf clubs on Craigslist, and good old Johnny Five is going to tell us why. This is what the ad said.
For sale, slightly used Mizuno JPX 825 irons, probably used about four times. The clubs are awesome, hit well, great feel and control. I absolutely love them. Now, I'm only selling them because I got married a year ago and my wife no longer lets me play golf. Actually, she doesn't let me do anything fun, so I'm hoping I can find them a good home. Preferably, I'd like to sell them to a single guy who has no intention of ever getting married. But I know that's not completely fair. Emails preferred, and we can go from there. Looking to get $500, but realistically, it doesn't matter how much they sell for, since the money will go towards buying my wife more useless shit. Thanks for the understanding.
This poor guy. This Craigslist ad went viral. It's all over the internet now. This guy is a genius. I feel bad for him, but this is well done by him. And then game five, he just pulls a little Leroy Jenkins move.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Welcome to Sports Appeal. I'm Steve Gross.
And I'm Matt Axelrod.
Nice, a little Ron Burgundy there. Agreed.
Our first story in sports madness.
Welcome back, Sports Appeal. I'm Steve. That's Matt. He is now the president of everybody.
I am now the president of everybody.
I mean, he's getting tired, and how can you blame him?
Yeah, and... Our first sports madness story is from the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts put up an unusual banner at their stadium, Lucas Oil Stadium. Basically says, we were number two. It says 2014 AFC finalist.
And now they've faced some backlash about this. And the players and people on the team are like confused as to why they're catching flack for this. It's like, dude, yeah, you made it to the playoffs. You had a good season. But it wasn't a banner-worthy season.
Yeah, I mean, making it to the AFC Championship, it's an accomplishment. Yeah. But you don't put up a banner that says, we made it there and we lost. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, but I guess it kind of blends perfectly with our participation ribbon society that we have going on now, where everyone gets a trophy just for showing up.
Yeah, I thought at least the NFL was above that, but I guess not.
I think you think too highly of the NFL.
Michael Jordan. He was asked in an interview, do you think you can play against some of your guys right now? Do you sometimes do that or not? Could you win one-on-ones against them? He replied, I'm pretty sure I can, so I don't want to do that and demolish their confidence. So I stay away from them. I let them think they're good, but I'm too old for that anyway.
Let them think they're good? How good could they possibly think they are? They didn't even make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, which was the worst conference that I can remember in the NBA this year.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And then it's funny, too, because whether or not that's true, and frankly, it might be, it wouldn't surprise me if MJ could still take on at least some of the guys on his team one-on-one. How are you going to say, I let them think they're good in public? And as a measure of not demolishing their confidence, how could you possibly demolish their confidence more than by saying this?
I'm going to have to retract my statement from a couple weeks ago when I said Michael Jordan's getting better as a GM, because this is a huge mistake on his part.
Yeah, it's just stupid and cocky any way you look at it. I just can't fathom the logic behind not playing them because he doesn't want to hurt their confidence and then shit-talking them openly in the media.
It fits his persona perfectly, though. Like, this is classic MJ.
Yes, it is.
Our next story comes to us from the Miami Dolphins. Their kicker, Caleb Sturgis, was participating in a charity kickball game and hurt his leg. He's out for 4 weeks. A professional kicker hurt himself in a charity kickball game.
That's pathetic. I'm just sad for the guy. He's never going to live that down.
These injuries happen a lot. You know, you always hear about guys blowing out their knee playing flag football on the beach or stories like that. Unbelievable.
I'm speechless.
I know 8-year-olds who play kickball and don't hurt themselves.
He's too strong. He tried to do too much.
Maybe he was playing against Billy Madison. Who knows?
The headline is, Broncos enforce fart tax. Yes, F-A-R-T, fart tax, in meetings. Von Miller is fined most frequently. Now, when you're a high-profile athlete, especially in the NFL, you got to do some pretty serious, pretty targeted diet choices to make sure you can maintain your weight and your fitness level. And that can produce some flatulence. And Von Miller's legitimately upset with the team. They keep fining him because he keeps farting. His argument is, it's not healthy for me to just hold these farts in. He might be onto something, but just how ridiculous is this?
You can hold it in. I mean, we've all been at a girl's house and felt a fart coming in, and you just hold it for like 3 hours because you don't want to fart in front of her. It can be done.
Medical expert Steve Gross is on the case again.
I can't stop. What do you want from me? There was a study done about which team has the most insufferable fans in baseball. And that was the word they used, insufferable. So number one on this list, who do you guys think it is? I want guesses from both of you guys. Matt, you go first.
I got to go with the Cardinals. I know I'm biased, but I can't stand them. They call themselves the best fans in baseball. I mean, that's pretty insufferable right there.
Johnny, what do you think?
My guess would be the Phillies, and I'm basing this off of experience. I went to a school out on the East Coast, Long Island, called Hofstra University, and we had some Phillies people out there, some people from Philadelphia, and I noticed a couple of things. First off, when you meet them in regular crowds and any kind of normal interaction, you'll get your spread of people. You'll get different personality types. But there's something about these Phillies fans. When they gather together and they congregate and they reach a certain critical mass, the asshole douche nozzle part of it just comes out and reveals itself. Douche nozzle. That's a technical term. Okay? Phillies fans are ravenous. What does the study say?
All Philadelphia fans are ravenous. Before I looked at the answer, I thought it was going to, well, my initial reaction was Red Sox, but I'm a Yankees fan, so I kind of scaled that one back because I think I'm just biased. And I think it might be the Yankees, because Yankees fans, on the most part, are, like you said about the Phillies fans, assholes. Yeah. Yankees fans are largely assholes, and they're everywhere. So I think that played a big part in it. So looking at the results, Phillies were number 5, Johnny. So you're pretty close. Cardinals were number 1.
Yeah! Knew it! Yes!
Most insufferable fans in baseball, apparently St. Louis Cardinals, which is surprising to me, but I guess I don't really live in the NL Central-centric world that you do. So, yeah, that makes sense. And then the Yankees and Red Sox were numbers 2 and 3. So we all picked top 5 teams.
All right.
All right, yeah.
Good work, guys.
Out of curiosity, where'd the Cubs come in?
6.
All right, I can live with that.
Yeah, if this was just based on this year's rankings, the Cubs fans would be number 1. You guys are ridiculous.
I got nothing. They're taking 90, though. Gonna shave your fucking head.
Yeah, if we can get you a step stool to reach my head.
Oh! Maybe there will be some hair left there for me to do it.
That was a short joke. Matt Axelrod is a short human being.
And Steve's a...
Partially.
The Golden State Warriors handed out before Game 4 a media advisory which says, the Golden State Warriors will return to Oakland tomorrow following their 4-0 series sweep of the Houston Rockets. And then they lost.
I don't know why this happens so often. It seems like every year there's a full page ad in the newspaper or something like that congratulating a team on their championship, and they just haven't won it yet. I don't know. How does this happen so often? Mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's really stupid, too, because how good do you look when you actually call a 4-0 sweep or, you know, call something like that before the fact? It's just like, whatever, that's kind of cocky, but they were right. Whereas when you do it and you're wrong, you look so bad.
Do you think that's what it was? Do you think they're trying to say it's going to happen? Or do you think that somebody just got it wrong and it was an oversight?
No, there's no way this is an oversight. They printed this out before the fucking game happened.
It kind of happens a lot. All right, well, you might be right. Our first story comes to us from Indiana, where this guy named David Lee Wilson was arrested for assaulting his fiance. Apparently, he choked her with both hands because she said she preferred IndyCar over NASCAR.
Now, first of all, why is it that anytime anyone does some old crazy shit, they get their middle name thrown in there? What is that? Or do they just go by their full name, including middle name, and every crazy person just does that? Sorry if you do that and you're not crazy.
I think it's just a standard redneck thing. David Lee Wilson, you know?
Oh, my prediction is so good. I'm looking forward to shaving the rest of your hair off your bald head at the end of this season.
Whatever, man. I know you're going to opening day tonight to see the Cubs. They're going to lose to the Cardinals day one and give me a significant advantage in this thing. Mick Jagger's a terrible dancer.
Hazard Audio.